Annyeonghaseyo, good morning. Welcome to you all. If you're worshipping here for the first time, it's good to see you, and we hope to get a chance to speak to you afterwards. The service is being live streamed, so again, we welcome all those of you at home or elsewhere joining us. It's good to have you as part of our worship this morning. Worship continues today with the church meeting straight after this service, and then again at 5 o'clock for the reflective worship. Please check the notices that get sent out each week, and especially remember to check the attachments and lots of information about events that are coming up. One thing you'll find there is the details of Lent. There were some leaflets, I don't know where they've gone, but they're on the notices you were sent. All the details about what's happening during Lent and over Easter week. So please check that out so you know what to join. We're supporting the Ukraine disaster appeal that the DEC are running, and the website for that is again in the notices. So please, if you can contribute to that, do. This afternoon, if you fancy a walk, Sally is leading a nature walk. 3 p.m. it starts. Speak to her for details. Next Saturday afternoon is the next Craftanoon with Sally and Carol, and the theme this time is fun with watercolour. It's from 2 till 5 next Saturday, but you can pop in at any time to join that. Looking a bit further ahead, there's an Easter workshop on Saturday the 16th of April from 10 till 12. Help us to decorate the sanctuary and the foyer would be appreciated, as would spring flowers and greenery. No experience necessary, please speak to Jean Thompson if you can help. Thank you, Jean. Just a reminder, when Catherine and Truik is away in South Africa, we may have things that need doing that she would normally do and obviously can't. So just be ready and willing if you are asked to help. Finally, news of people. We remember Maddie Anlazark and Margaret McMahon, both who are recovering from surgery and would welcome phone calls. So if you've got 10 minutes, why not give one of them a ring? We send condolences to Anne McFarlane on the death of her sister-in-law, Thelma. So please pray for Anne and her family. And finally, as ever, we remember all those known to us individually who are unwell or finding life hard at this time. Thank you.
Can we go to the words for the call to worship, please? Let us worship God who has done great things. We say together, rejoice in our God who made a way through the desert of this world. Let us worship God who has caused streams of mercy to flow in the wasteland. We are people who have fallen through grass. We worship God and we rejoice. Let us worship God in spirit and in truth. We praise God for the grace that has saved us. Alleluia. We rejoice. Let's join to pray. Let's pray. With our brothers and sisters in Christ, all around the world, and particularly thinking this day of those who were worshipped in Central Europe, we come to worship you conscious of our vulnerability. We rejoice in your protective love. For you are God who speaks your values into our hearts, your energy into our actions, and your integrity into our lives. That we would use our time and our money and our talents wisely. that we would be a church of compassion, conviction, courage, and love. Lord, we trust you for today. But help us to stay focused. For we are easily distracted and easily overcome by fear. To remember that you and the things of you are the things that ultimately will matter. And the noise and the sounds in our times will one day be over. Forgive us when the way that we use our resources clashes with your core values. Forgive us when the things we do compromise your integrity and your ways. Lord, as a hen covers her chicks with her wings, so you cover us with your forgiving love, drawing us to a new beginning, a new way of being, a new way of serving. Strengthen, sustain, and surround us with your power and with your presence. Lord, we pray. Amen. Say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
So you might have already spotted that what we're doing today is we're singing a whole load of chants. That's what we're doing. This comes from the, not the last, but the 24 hours of prayer before that, when Rhiannon led an hour, she took us through a whole collection of chants, and I thought it was fantastic, and let's experience it with the rest of us. So Rhiannon has brought that to the listen, mate, you might be disparaging of your talents, but the rest of us are not. So thank you very much for leading us and bringing it in with heart on. So we join to sing. Come be with me.
Thank you.
Have a seat. So in our folk tales, I don't know about the people of Korea, I don't know about the people of other bits of the world, but in our folk tales, animals are given certain characteristics. So let me ask you, have you ever read the Narnia stories? Yes? Have you ever read the Narnia stories? Yeah, good. So could we put up the first picture, please? So you'll see the first picture is the lion.
First picture is the lion.
Aslan.
Aslan.
Who is?
Who is?
Give me some characteristics of the lion, Aslan. Brave. Courage. The leader. Mighty, powerful. Savior. Savior is a good word. And of course, in the story. Who is he? It's Jesus. It's Jesus. The second animal on the far right for me is the fox. Fox who is sneaky. A fox in our folk stories is the one who eats the legs off the gingerbread man. The fox leads other animals to a place and then eats them up. That's what the fox does. And this is a story that we're going to hear in a minute about fox being described by Herod as a fox by Jesus. And then the final animal is a hen, mother hen. Jesus is comparing himself to a mother hen. Hens are often flustered and foolish, but that's not his point. He's talking about loving the city and gathering the people together and looking after them, like a hen who gathers her chicks. And Jesus weeps because he loves the people so much, just like he weeps over Ukraine and just like he weeps over us. So Will will read to us Luke chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. Sorry, Bron.
No, it's not me. Sorry,
Bron. What, you?
Yeah.
Luke 31, verse 31. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I'm casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed away from Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathering her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Here endeth the lesson.
Amen. So let me ask the question, is it true in Korean folk stories that you have the animals with certain characteristics? Is it true? Yes, it's true as well. Thank you very much. In Dutch folk stories, is it true as well? Animals with certain characteristics like sneaky foxes? Yep. And Swiss, is it true of animals with certain characteristics folk stories? Can't remember. It's that long. Don't ask me. Ask me about British folk stories. Okay, let's go. So let us sing our next song. Let your beauty shine in me, Lord.
Let your beauty shine in me.
So I'm sure for a moment, if we pause, think of our brothers and sisters and the people around the world in the Ukraine. Prayer I'm going to use as the main focus of our prayers of intercession this day is written by Sally Foster Fulton, who is head of Nations and Church Relations for Christian Aid. So let us pray. Borders, barricades, bewilderment. When the bargaining begins, God give peace. Sanctions. Security measured in minutes. And it's scary. When safety scatters, God, please give peace. The littlest, the least likely to have a say, those whose lives are sanctioned and bargained over, violence always finds them first. And the oh-so-important political manoeuvres mean nothing to them. They just want to live. But the winners want to wipe them out of the way. God, give peace. Lord, we will not turn away.
Lord, we will not turn away.
We will stand together.
We will stand together.
Give us the strength to protect the peace. So on this day, we pray for wisdom.
We pray for wisdom.
For the leaders of NATO. And as this takes all our energy and all our thoughts, we pray for those who are still living with COVID and living in isolation, and those whose underlying health conditions mean that they are still vulnerable. And although the juggernaut of social interest may have passed them by, they are still at home.
And although the immediate attention will have moved, we also pray for the people of the Yemen. We pray for the people of Afghanistan. We pray for the people of Israel, Palestine, and for those in North Korea. Lord, we pray. And with our burdens.
And with our burdens.
And we thank you that you are a God who weeps with us, as Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Let your beauty shine in us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. So, could you go with the mic? Thank you. Could you translate for me, please? So,
The reason that you do these chants,
지금 이 찬타를 하는 이유는요,
is so that when your head is in a place of anxiety and you're just in a just going round and round and round, you have something to put in its place.
지금 막 머릿속에 근심 걱정으로 가득하시거나 너무 힘드시면
good. You like that? 네. Yeah. 예. So let me tell you that the other day I was leading worship yesterday, and I was walking along singing to myself the song "Walk with Me, for the journey is long." Yeah.
어제 예배 인도하시고 이제 길 걸어가실 때 하나님께 이런 노래를 하시면서 가셨대요. 같이 한번 해봅시다.
You know that song? Yes. And as I was doing that, I passed two people. Who it was in the evening, and two people who were doing a cart Amazon deliveries, rushing in. Walk with me, for the journey is long.
네, 이제 가시면서 두 분을 만났는데요. 아마 배달부셨던 것 같아요. 인터넷 뭐 배달하시는 분인데 막 되게 빠르게 가신 것 같은데 그때도 하나님 함께 해주세요.
And then I saw somebody else who was delivering a cardo in the evening.
네, 또 다른 분도 배달 부셨는데요. 저녁 시간이었대요.
네. Walk with me, for the journey is long. So in that moment, that song that was just rolling in my head led me to pray for these people, led me to notice those people.
아무리 바쁘지만 그 순간에도 주님 나와 함께 해주세요. 같이 걸어주세요. 라는 음악이 막 떠오르셨대요. 같이 해봅시다.
All the time, brothers and sisters, we have to think about what we are thinking about.
언제든지 우리는 무슨 생각을 하고 있는지 주님 안에서 한번 생각해 봐야 됩니다.
You can go sit down. I was trying to think of some other extravagant gestures. I couldn't. Just embarrass you.
막 그냥 너무 당황하지 마시고요. 예.
I couldn't think of any. Go on, on you go. Thank you very much. Fun? What? Could sing it, yes. Okay, let's sing it. Let's sing. Walk with me, for the journey is long. Let's sing.
Walk with me, for the journey is long. Walk with me, for the journey is long.
It's just great. So, you know, remember, you know that. You know that. So the next time you feel yourself getting into a, the world's going to end, everybody you love's going to die, you know, just, dun, 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 dun. Yes, just get it back in your head. Think about what you're thinking about. Be proactive about it. Be proactive. That spiral is just too dangerous. We're going to continue our worship as we make our offering. You see, if we were Africans, we would be dancing up with it, wouldn't we? But we're not. So, well, no, we're not. But let's join together as we make our offering. No. So let us pray. Out loud but muted, in between God. Bless these gifts with your love, so that we might share them quite openly with all who need your transformation. Lord, we pray. Amen. So we're going to sing Every Day God, which, are you a cantor, Rhiannon? Right, so Rhiannon's the cantor and we are replying. Let's sign or say the grace together. And we use this signage so that you can either say it in English, say it whatever language you like, or we can all do it together. So the signs are the grace So that's a cup on top of my hand. So the grace of God pours into this cup, which is caught in my hand. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's nails in my hand, Jesus Christ. And the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy, whole Spirit be with us all. Now, nevermore. Amen. Let's do it again. The grace, so cup of my hand, so it's my hand is flat. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and evermore. Amen.